First of all, would you mind if I start by asking you to share your recollection of that fateful day when the bus you were on ended up in Anniston?
Well, prior to that, I had a close call in Winnsboro, South Carolina, when I was arrested and police took me to jail without saying anything to me. And I really don't remember whether or not I was actually formally booked into the jail. But later on that night, without them ever talking to me or saying anything about the charges, they took me out of the jail and took me, three police officers took me to the then closed bus station where there was a group of Klansmen there. They were later identified as Klansmen. And the whole purpose was to lynch me. And luckily, I was out of, unfortunately, I was out of, ordered out of the police car at gunpoint. And the police obviously left. And as the mob came toward me, I knew I was in pretty good physical shape, so I could probably outrun them. But then again, where am I going to run to? I knew nothing about the city that I was in. And I guess I must have been running for maybe a few minutes when a car drove up with a black man in it, and he said, jump in the back of this car, get down on the floor, and don't get up. Well, obviously, I didn't ask any questions, and that's how I escaped from Winnsboro. It wasn't until sometime later, maybe a couple of years later, when I was telling the story, that I found out who that man was. He was a paraplegic World War II veteran, black man, who was minister of either Presbyterian or church there in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And that's how I got out. And I thought often, whatever happened to that man? Because obviously he was risking his life to rescue me. And it wasn't until much, much later on, as I continued to tell the story, that I learned that he had died that same year in November of an accident. And when I finally got to Atlanta, no one knew what had happened to me, so they were fearing the worst, and of course, when they saw me, you know, they were happy that I had not been killed. And within a couple of days, we were on our way to Anniston, Alabama. Dr. King and some of the people with him were very concerned about our safety and actually cautioned us about going into Anniston because, unbeknownst to me, Anniston had a very bad reputation as being somewhat of a regional headquarters of the Klan.
First, to clarify, before you even got to Atlanta, when you said there was basically an attempt to lynch you, was that because you were involved with the Freedom Riders and people
yes,
knew?
Yes, I was involved with the Freedom Rider. I went into the white men's restroom. And as far as those people involved there, that was a capital offense. And a Klan's mob was going to lynch me for violating that sacred privilege of white South Carolina.